Good evening. We are in a Tuesday night class. Today we're doing it on Wednesday. We had a wedding last night. We are learning from Otzar Shlom Bayit Rabbi Nachman. We are in a page Tav Gimel. You need to know, my beautiful son, that the life of a person, they are so short, that Tehillim said, Tzadik, verse Yud, 90 verse 10, Yemesh notenu baim 70 shana v'im begbo'ot 80 shana. 70 years, and if we are strong, we are getting into 80 years. אשר השבעים שנה הם כרגע, כרבע שעה. The 70 years is like almost like 15 minutes. לכן תעשה לעצמך חשבון. You need to take and you need to calculate and to make a חשבון to yourself. כמה עברו לך מה-15 דקות? How much passed to you already from the 15 minutes that you already been given? וכמה נותר לך? What is left? האם בשביל כמה דקות שיש לך לחיות עוד בזה העולם, for a little, for a couple minutes that you have, that you can live in this universe, כדאי לך לריב עם אשתך? It's worth it to fight with your wife? כדאי לך להתעקש עמה וללכת עמה בחומר הדין, בחומת הדין ובדקדוקי עניות? That it's worth it for you to go with her with so much judgment and so much poorness. הלא על ידי זה שהיא תתעקש ותפרוש ממך, by this that she will be stubborn and she gonna separate from you, God forbid. ואתה תיכשל באמנות חמורים של פגם הברית, that you gonna be losing other covenants and other damaging. אשר לא כדאי להיות בזה העולם אפילו יום אחד לחתו. That it's not worth it to be in the universe and one, even for one day, just to God forbid to sin. You need to be very smart. You need to always to give in for your wife. ועל ידי זה אשתך תתרצה אליך. And by this, your wife will be willing to accept you and to please you. ויהיה נכון להבין דבר. You need to be smart to understand these things. מתוך דבר, כי העיקר בזה העולם להיות דבוק בחיי החיים בו יתברך. A smart person understand things for a hint, in a hint. And if a person is not smart, you hint him and he doesn't understand. Not that he not only understand what you show him, he cannot even understand the things behind it what you show him. We're saying every day, in Aleinu Lishabeach, letaken olam b'malchut Shaddai, to correct the universe in the kingdom of God. That means we need to see that we are constantly are connected to Hashem. להתמיד בלימוד התורה הקדושה. To be constantly learning Torah. And the sages said, מצוות הגוף טהור נושא אישה ולא בנים. He said, when a person does a mitzvah and his body is pure, he'll be able to get married and be able to have a children. Boys. ולכן כשיזכה אותך קרוב ברוך הוא עם אישה משכלת, when God gonna give you, you're gonna be worthy to be with a wife that she is educated, אף שהיא עקשנית, even though that she is stubborn, תראה לכבדה ולהקרא. You need to dear her and to respect her. כי כך אמרו חכמינו הקדושים, our sages said, לעולם יהיה אדם זהיר בהונאת אשתו. person needs to be very careful that he betrayed his wife, especially in finance. שמתוך שדימתה מצויה, because if she's gonna cry, she's gonna cry very easy, and if she is already gonna cry, הונאתה קרובה, her demand will be very close. לכן למה לך להיכנס לוויכוחים עם ה- why you wanted to get to any argument with her? אשר בזה תגרום שתוזיל דמעה ביתיחה וכו'. יותר טוב שתהיה ותרן ולא תשבור את ביתך בידיך חד ושלום. That is better to give in and not to break your own home in your own house, your own house in your own hand. So when the lady, it's written in the Sfarim, when the lady bring a tear down, the execution is already taken place. Even if you think that she's crying with no reason, even if you think that she's wrong, even that you think she's stubborn, whatever is that, it's not worth it that she's going to cry. ודעת לנכון שכל זה מדובר בדברים של מה בכך ויכוחי סרק. You need to know that we are talking about all this is nonsense. Why? Because our lifetime here is very, very short. And before we start, we already need to live. This is when we are talking about only in mundane things. But when it's coming here, coming into the situation of the Torah, Adam צריך להיות חזק ואמיץ מאוד. A person needs to be very strong and very forceful in his way, very brave, ולא להניח את עצמו שקוראים, and not to let himself fall in the way, כי אז אמרו חמינו הקדושים, כל ההולך בעצת אשתו נופל בגיהנום. That he should not go in the idea of his wife. When it's coming into the Torah, the obligation on the man to sustain the Torah at home. And the sages said, if a person going in the Baba Metzia, the person going in the idea of his wife, in the end that he is going to inherit it hell. ועם כל זאת צריך להיות חכם גדול. With all this, he need to be very, very, very smart. לידע מה ואיך ואמת. He need to know how, when, and how things happen. העיקר שלא תהיה מריבות בית. The main thing should not be any argument at home. We are in פרשת קורח. קורח went after the idea of his wife. We had קורח and we had און בן פלט. קורח, his wife destroyed the home. און בן פלט, his wife saved the home. A person need to know how not even to get into argument with his wife, even when it's coming to the things of the Torah. He need to know how to be brave, to be able to know how to answer or not to answer, so to be able to keep the peace at home. And our sages said, itatcha גוצה, גחין ותחלש לה, כדי שתשמע להצתה. וכאן ממילד העלמה, וכאן ממילד השמיה. דהיינו, אסור לשמוע בכל האישה רוצה לקררו מהיהדות. I mean, today she's telling you not to do things in the Torah. Tomorrow she's going to tell you to do not to do other things. Or to do the wrong things. That means when it's coming into the things of the Torah, of spirituality, he need to be careful that his wife is not going to make him cold to the situation. He need constantly to keep it up and constantly to strive forward with learning Torah and doing mitzvot. אבל בדברים של מה בכך, when it's coming into the things that is not so important, what kind of sofa, where is the, how the vacation go, where is this, what kind of clothing to buy, כדאי להיות ותרן לשמוע בהצתה. It's worth it to be given in and to listen to a word. And the sages say, לעולם יהיה אדם זהיר בכבוד אשתו. The person needs to be always very very careful in the honor of his wife. שאין ברכה מצויה בתוך ביתו של האדם. The bracha doesn't dwell in the house of the person if he doesn't listen to his wife. אבל בשביל אשתו, only for his wife. ואמרו שם, קוראים לנשיכת דקי יחבת התעתרו. That means that they need to honor the wife, otherwise who is going to crown you at home. אבל רבנו זוכה לברכה, אשר כל הכסף והממון שיש לאדם אינו אלא בזכות אשתו. That we already explained that, and our sages said that all the money that the person have is only thanks to his wife, or he doesn't have is thanks to his wife. לכן יהיה פיקח, they need to be very smart, ותדון את אשתך תמיד לקו זכות. Always measure your wife to a positive reaction, ואפילו שהיא צועקת ומתפרצת עליך, even that she scream on you, and if open her mouth on you, תראה לי דום ולשתוק. You need to be quiet and zip and not to answer. להיות ותרה סלחן על כל אשר בא עליך, to be forgiven on everything that has come to you. ואל תיכנס עם הבדין הדברים, and you should not come with her to any negotiation point. Yes.
למה הדבר דומה? Will you listen to someone that telling you eat the food, the food is good, but he is not eating it? Will you buy a property from someone who is selling you investment, but he is not investing, he is just telling you? So what they are telling you, they're telling you you should listen to your wife in anything, but if it's related to the Torah, which is their business, right? No, that's not. See what my point is?
No, I don't understand.
Okay, my point is, will you eat from someone saying you should eat it, it's great, it's very good for you, eat, but he doesn't touch the food.
So someone tells you to do something, but he doesn't do it himself.
Exactly. Who is advising you about, like, investments, you know, you should buy this body, but he himself, he doesn't put his money there.
That's usually not a good sign.
But usually not a good sign, right? So here, like the Chachamim, they are telling you, you should listen to your wife about everything, whatever she tells you about everything, you should just follow her. But not about our stuff. If she tells you not to listen to us, if she tells you to be Michael, no, that's not. You know? It's the same thing.
Huh? Alright, I think that I'm going to try to answer, to ask the question of Rabbi Chachinsky.
Thank you.
Rabbi Chachinsky asked, how possible think that before I'm going to answer the question, just back up the camera a little bit, it's cutting my head all the time. Just take it back a little
bit.
Cutting your keyboard.
Just back up
a little bit, or maybe zoom out a little bit, or just move the tripod.
It's good.
Yeah,
it is. Oh, it did. Okay, it's fine. If you did, it's fine.
Everybody.
No. Okay. Yeah. Sit. No. Let's continue.
We just did it.
Yeah.
Frank said he's on his way.
Let's continue, please. Thank you. So I'm going to continue what Rabbi say. You can edit that. We're going to continue now with the class. So I'm going to try to ask Rabbi Chachinsky question again. Rabbi Chachinsky said, how it's possible that the sages are telling us not to listen to the wife and whatever is not important. And whatever is important to them, they said don't listen to the wife. And whatever is not important to them,
you said to listen to your wife. My wife's telling me to put the air up. Should I put the air up?
It's getting complicated now.
Thank God that we learned this class. Otherwise, we're going to give you as an example in a minute. So Rabbi Chachinsky said, again, the sages, he said, what kind of dealing and willing they doing? They telling us that we should listen to them only in the thing that is coming to the Torah. To them. And whatever is not important to them, they said, you don't have to listen. That means, if it's important to the sages, Rabbi Chachinsky said, they said, oh, you need not to listen to your wife because it's Torah. Because it's important to them, it's important to the Torah. But if they claim in and they say, you know, if it's not Torah, you should not listen to your wife. That means that Rabbi Chachinsky, if I'm making it correct, you said that the sages are biased. That they are, whatever is important to them, they say, you know, you don't need to listen to the wife, or whatever is not important to them, you should listen to the wife. Right? That's what you claim? Am I making your question right?
They are biased, and also...
The rabbis?
You did not answer my question.
Yeah.
You said that the rabbi are biased. They are coming and they persuade us to listen to the wife only in the thing that they are not important to them.
I think it's not convincing. If you know the
argument. So let me finish. I'm just asking you if that's the question.
Yeah, this is
okay.
A big part of it.
That's a good part of the question, and I respect Rabbi Chachinsky that he is asking a very profound question. And we're going to try to answer that. He said that the Rebbeim are biased and they give us things to do only what's important to them. So I think that I'm going to try to answer that and to tell you that you're absolutely right. They are biased, they have interest in you. The reason that they tell you when it's come to Torah, do not listen to your wife, because your wife, she is your reality now. That means if you're looking at the mirror now, yes, you see your reflection. What you don't like in your reflection, it's too bad. You should not argue about it. But if you're going to fix yourself, you're going to keep learning Torah, Baruch Hashem, you're going to comb your hair, you're going to trim your beard, you're going to fix your hat, your yarmulke, you put a tie, you're going to look much nicer by learning Torah. Then the lady in the mirror would look nicer too. That's your wife. That means when it's coming to all kind of chalawish, that means the things that they are around, that they are not important, that they are in the physicality, you should not bother. Let your wife do whatever she wants. But when it's coming to the thing that they are, spirituality, that they are very important for you to be able to strengthen yourself, that you're going to be able to be the leader of the home, to lead your wife and to lead yourself, you should not negotiate. You need to hold it very strong high. So the results in the future will be good. Do you understand? When it's coming into physicality, your wife, she is only your mirror. She is only your reflection. And what you see in your wife is exactly your opposite person in the mirror. And if you do not like what you see, you need to fix yourself. But how you be able to fix yourself? Only through the Torah. And only through mitzvot. So they tell you, when it's coming into a Torah mitzvot, you should not waste time. And you should not pay attention to that. Do whatever your job is to better the home. But when it's coming into the thing, if your wife telling you air condition on or air condition off, it's not important. Do not negotiate about it. Don't bring it to reality. That's not the reality. Your reality is for to be able to sustain your life in a spiritual matter. Please sit on the chair, not on the sofa. Okay, we're going to stop for a second. Put the chair behind the camera so people can see there behind the cameras. Please sit on the chair there. Appreciate it. Okay, can we continue, please? Thank you. Put the chair down. Let's go. So we continue. Please, yes.
We learned in Parashat Seta that Kadosh Baruch Hu mukhan limchot et shmo bishvil shalom bayit.
If you wanna give me a statement, that's a statement. You just hold the flag. In Parashat Sota, Akadosh Baruch Hu willing to erase his name in the Shalom Bayit. But do you have any question about it, or
yeah,
you just
the
make
question,
it?
So the question is,
I don't understand you. You're telling me you hear me. I do hear you. I just don't know what you want to say.
Okay, so I want to ask if God is willing to delete its own name from Shalom Bayit, doesn't it mean that you're supposed to listen to your wife even if it's not, you know, sometimes against the Torah, you're supposed to, you know, from Shalom Bayit, you're supposed to,
that's exactly okay. Rabbi Chachinsky asks, if Hashem is willing to erase his name for Shalom Bayit, in a sota, why not to have Shalom Bayit in any case? In any subject, and just to listen to the wife complete. Who said not to listen to the wife? God, let me finish, please. God said to Abraham, "Kol asher omeret lecha Sarah shma bekola." Everything Sarah tell you, listen to her. That means that the person, when it's coming into the things that he need to stay out of, he need to listen to his wife. What does it mean? Al tarbe sicha im aisha. Do not talk too much to the wife. What does it mean? Not to talk to the wife? No, you should talk to your wife. But you have things that belong to the wife. Belong to the wife. Don't get involved. Many guys getting involved in the wrong situation. And when they are not supposed to get involved, they do get involved. And when they need to get involved, they don't get involved. That's where is the universe is today. That's the reason we're living in a universe like this. The prophet said, I see olam hafuch. I see everything upside down. People want to do everything in a different way. What does it mean? It means that the person need to know when to engage with his wife and when to disengage. When to engage with his wife is, the Torah tells us, King Solomon in Shir HaShirim said, he called her first, Achoti, Rayati, Yonati, Tamati. First she is my sister. First she is my sister. Then she is my wife. Then she is my dove, and then she is one whole, is one shape. If you know how to treat your wife like your sister, to be objective, not to get into any other part of life that is not important, then you're going to be able to treat your wife as your wife. If you know how to separate from your wife, you will know how to engage with her. But if you do not know how to separate the 2 weeks from your wife, you will never know how to unite with her. The reality in life is, first, you need to keep enough distance. The Isha is Esh Hashem, is the fire of God. And if you do not get, if you get too close, you get burned. A person needs to know, the wife is not what we see. Everybody wants to make from the wife whatever they have in their head. And that's the reason we have such a high rates of divorce and such a high rates of people that are single. Why? I was sitting with a guy, beautiful guy, and he's getting close to 30, and he doesn't get married. His father worried about him, and I speak to him. He said, "Listen, I was married to a lady. Whatever she did to me, I don't know how can I ever overcome that." What does it mean? She didn't do anything to him. He did it to himself. He just couldn't see it coming. When you look at the mirror, you see the reflection. He looked at his wife. He didn't like what he see. But what he see is only him. There's nobody there. Nobody else there. The wife, she's only his own image. And whatever you see in the wife, this is you. The question is, this is you in physicality. You want to climb up in spirituality, you need to invest in your wife. And if you are not investing in your wife, you wouldn't like what you see. That means to invest in your wife, that means you are the chokhmah. You need to take and to educate yourself. When you unite with yourself and give the bina to your wife, if you give her good merchandise, good vegetables, she's going to make a good soup. If you go to the market and you bring a fruit and vegetable that they are bad, it will be very hard for her to cook something good from that. That means the Chazal say, when you need to listen to your wife, they're talking about things be'alma, the things that they are not important. What kind of tablecloth, what kind of chair, what kind of this, what kind of that, this is really not important. What kind of bed, what the mattress, if you want the sheets this color, if the dish is this color, if you put the camera here, if you put the picture, it's not important. Wouldn't change your life in spirituality. But when it's coming to the point that you need to act and you need to affect your home as you are, as a wisdom, as the head of the family, that you need to influence the home with spirituality, if you're going to listen to your wife, where is this ship going to go to? You are the officer of the ship. Everything, you need to direct the ship to the safe land. And if you're not going to do that because you're going to say, "Oh, I listen to my wife." You listen to your wife when it's coming into the category of the home. When it's coming into the category that the family is as a unity. But if you're not going to listen to your wife when it's coming into spirituality, if she's going to tell you, "Don't keep Shabbos," "Oh, you're going to go to Shabbos," and "My wife told me not to keep Shabbos," it's your obligation to be his example. As a leader, as a giver, as a male, that you need to influence your wife, that's your obligation. Yes, Mrs. Baum.
What about the education of the children? Is that a spiritual question, or is that something?
The education of the children, that's 100% spiritual, and the husband needs to say a lot about it. And the wife gets the credit by walking the children to the school, to the yeshiva to learn.
Does the husband decide which school to go, or the wife does, or it's a joint decision?
It's usually a joint decision, because we are not trying to mislead the children, that if the children are going to go to a certain yeshiva and the husband and the wife are not ready to step up and they're going to give a double message, this child will grow up in a very difficult personality between the school that they say one thing and the house they said the opposite.
Yeah.
Unless the mother and the father are willing to walk a little bit the distance for the child, that's usually the way it starts. When you're going to see the school and you see what is the school that what kind of philosophy that they hold in with no Torah, you're going to run very fast to the school with the Torah, because they have nothing to offer compared to the Torah school. So when you're going to and you see the Rebbe and you see the teacher in the school that they hold in Torah, you cannot give it up after that. And you see how much they care and what is the individual service that they give to the child, your wife will be thrilled to be to send them there. Yes.
Now, you're talking about the difference between right and wrong, but what about the difference between things that are right and right? Which there's no clear cut judgment.
Baruch Hashem, do you have a rabbi? So ask him. Bring it to the rabbi and let him help you to make a decision. It's as closer as you get to the thin line between right and wrong, as harder is the decision get. And a person that he wants to be such a perfectionist and to know between exactly on the hairline where it goes, he needs to educate himself. He needs to know not to let things fall in. If a person needs to let things fall in, nothing happens from that. Most of the people in the generation today, they let everything fall. They think that by being a couch potato, things will happen. When it's coming to think that they need to sustain, but sometimes imacha mekarer, the refrigerator will break if you are lazy and you are not going to work and you are not bringing food home, and then you cannot pay the bill and things are start to fall and your wife screaming, and then she divorces, God forbid, the person, and this is getting a chaos. A person need to be a provider. A male is a job to provide. God give the home to the wife, the rest of the universe belongs to you. You need to go to conquer the universe and to bring food home. The male is all his purpose is to be a giver. And if he is not a giver, he basically a lady, he's a taker. And if he's a taker, two ladies cannot be in the same home. That's exactly what Rabbi Teor HaChaim HaKadosh said. When Rabbi Gershon Mikitov asked him, when he came to visit him in Eretz Israel, he came from Europe. When he went to his yeshiva, he asked Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Or HaChaim HaKadosh, say hello to him, he said hello. Or HaChaim HaKadosh asked him, where you came from? He said, I came from Medinat Polin. So the Or HaChaim answered and he said, I know this country, that the Satan have one leg on this country and another leg on the rest of the universe. The Gershon Rabbi Gershon Mikitov, he didn't understand what he's saying. He said, why are you saying that? He said, because there, it was minhag that the lady used to go to work, and the male have time, the husband have time to sit and learn. And because they reverse the piping, they create a chaos. They create a chaos. That the male is supposed to be the giver and not the receiver. And because they reverse the piping, the Satan, the Yetzirah, have a special achiza there, special holding there. And this he said 200 years ago. 150 years before the Holy Cross.
You're talking about that the woman, it's not good that the woman should work and the man should learn, or I didn't understand.
What Or HaChaim HaKadosh said? He said that the male need to be the giver. If the wife going to work, is no problem. As long as the male is the giver.
They call a hunter gathering. Yeah, it's a hunter.
That means that the husband need to be the one that provide for the home, for the wife, and for the home to sustain.
Meaning that a man can't just sit and learn all day while the woman takes care of the kids, the home, and works.
So, Rav, don't you support all this yeshiva in Nebra?
I do not want to say a comment about any yeshiva in Israel.
But what I wanted to...
Because this is not for me to make a comment. I just say what the Or HaIm HaKadosh said. If you want to make a comment, go to those Rebbeim that support it and ask them the question. I am not supporting any place that their lady are working and their husband is sitting and learning. Thank you.
But again, my question is, like, let's say specifically that, let's say you have Yeshivat Bells.
Or no, Yeshivat, no names. No names.
Like
Yeshivat Shimon and Levi.
Right. Shimon and Levi, it's both very good. Shem the Ever. Which one should I send? Is it Shem the Shem or Shem the Ever? Is this one the
first?
That one.
Uh-huh. I can tell you that you have a situation that this is good and this is good, and you need to pay attention to know that your wife going to be comfortable when she is dropping the child and picking him up, that she be going to be accepted in this society. So if the wife have something to say, I have a situation like that the father fight very hard to get his son to a certain yeshiva. And he will succeed in the end, but it will be struggle to fit him in because it's a lot of politics to get the child into the yeshiva. And whoever have a child in the yeshiva, you know that it's a lot of politics, especially when you're going into high grades to get a good yeshiva for your son. The people that they are getting in is a certain people, and the people they're getting out is a certain people. And if you are in the close group of people, they let you in. If you are given donation, they let you in. If they do this, if you have behind you a strong people, they let you in. So this person, he wants to get his yeshiva. He is a rabbi himself, and he is not a big provider for the community. And to get his son into the yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva tell him, either you bring this and this and this as a donor to the yeshiva, or either we don't get your... They did not say that. They say, we need the support from your side, that you're going to make us a connection with the people that you know. And the wife was against that our son is not for sale. And if he's a good to be in the yeshiva, he's a good to be in the yeshiva. And he went, and this man is a tzaddik, and he knows a lot of people. A lot of people are behind him. And he spoke. He opened his mouth. And those people, the bigger donor, they stepped forward. They said, if you do not put his son in, they are not going to support the yeshiva. So he had to accept him. He's a very, very, very Talmid Chacham, big Talmid Chacham. It's a good yeshiva. Now the wife doesn't want to be there. So it's like now, we're not talking about the small yeshiva, we're talking about the yeshiva gdola. It's a problem because the wife, that she said, I don't want my son to be the machloket part, that who is going to give donation or not. Shouldn't be this way. And she really doesn't want it to the son to go there. Even now they're accepting him. But it's a problem because we have a very limited time for the new year to start. And so it is what it is. And whoever I'm talking to, you know exactly what I'm talking to, because to get to good yeshiva, many people want to get in, and you need to fight, and you need to put a lot of things forced in the front of you sometimes just to sustain the children in the right environment. So I think that
is it really worth it?
If it's worth it, what?
To go through all that, to send...
You know, it's a good question if it's worth it or not. I think the investment that the person does on his children, it's worth every penny.
I agree, but I'm saying, is it worth it to go to sell your soul just to get...
You don't sell your soul.
sort of.
No, you don't sell your soul. That's the way the wife sees it. The husband doesn't see it this way. The husband sees that the son will be in a very good high yeshiva gdola. This that the menahel, yes, he have his need, and I understand the menahel. He have a lot of expenses, and he have a lot of demand to sustain in the yeshiva, and it's not easy. They need to pay a lot of expense, and if they cannot sustain the yeshiva, if you have 400 kids there, that means the yeshiva is yeshiva doing very well, and he need the money to support. And he squeezes whatever he can just to get the yeshiva going. He doesn't take it to his pocket, don't misunderstand me. He have his full, he's a good man. Don't mean he's not, he's a good man, he have a good yeshiva. He have 400 kids there. And everybody want to get to his yeshiva. But how many can he take with a very low cost? He needs still to provide. The bottom line, the same thing with the husband and wife. As much as the wife can go low and low and low, the husband still needs to provide. So it is worth it to fight, and it is worth it that you're going to put your kids in the right environment, because that's going to be for life, and the environment is more important than the person himself, because if the environment is good, if a person will sleep, the environment will pick him up. So we're just going to finish the part here. So it's not worth it to get into argument with your wife. So always you need to judge your wife to a positive reaction, even though that she's screaming, even though that she doesn't have the patience for that. You need to see, hear, and listen, and just be quiet. You need to be patient on everything that's come to you, because this is only your reflection. Do not get negotiation with her on all this judgment. That you are not going to be angry and not going to open your mouth against her, God forbid. Do not go and instigate her with words. God forbid that you should not ever, never, ever speak about her parents. It's very, very, very hard on the wife when somebody talks about her parents. Even though that I know my beautiful son, that your life could be very bitter from her. The wife could be bad and bitter than that. Be'im kol zot, yeh pikeach. With all this, you need to be very smart. V'tizkeh la'avor et ha'olam hazeh b'shalom, that you're going to be worthy to pass this universe with peace. V'apam lo titzeh lariv imah, that you should not ever fight with her. Ella tevatel atzmecha legamrei, ella en sof, that you need to understand and you need to remove yourself and you need to see only Hashem in everything that you see. U'ksha'isha maknita otcha u'metza'eret otcha, when the wife are send you little arrows and she make you sad, and Ruth ubrach lecha rak altit barech. He said, if she's bothering you, run away, go out, don't answer, and you're going to see the bracha from that. Kisha mekumcha, that your place is really out in the street. This is your place. The house belongs to the lady. If you're going to go in this way, then you're going to be able to see the blessing and success in all your paths. Especially you need to be successful in your marriage. You need to remember this, my son. That you will need it for the future to come. Don't take it so lightly. This argument and the dispute between wife and husband, this caused a lot of damage in many places. Those people that have been very smart in the eyes of themselves did not accept not to fight with the wife. They suffer with bitterness all their life. אשרי מי שאינו מטעה את עצמו, bless the one that he doesn't confuse himself. בזה העולם, in this universe כלל, אלא בורח רק אליו ידבר, that he is only running to Hashem all the time. הוא מכבד ומייקר את אשתו, that he is dearing and love his wife. אשר כל חייו הולכים בצורה אחרת לגמרי, that all his life will go in a completely different way. You know that Mr. Chachinsky, and I want to tell you that the house been given to the wife. The husband have the rest of the universe. If you are coming into your home, you need to be a guest. If you don't know how to be a guest, don't come home, stay in the street. That means that God provide you for the rest of the universe. So my Hashem going to bless all of you that you're going to be able to give the space to your wife and to dear your wife and to honor them. When it's coming in to the thing that they are not so important, don't be so particular. When it's coming to the thing that they are important, when it's coming to spirituality, you need to try to sustain the home in the right way. And my Hashem going to bless you that you're going to be able to succeed to do that and to sustain the home and the peace at home, because that's everything that we have. And I want to thank the hospitality, the Bromberg, that opened the home, that they open the home every week, that sustain these classes here. I want to thank everybody for coming. I want to thank everybody for watching. Bezrat Hashem, we're going to continue where we stop next week. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.